This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Like I said, we are joined with a very special guest. Vixens of Fall are currently on the line right now. All right, so
hello.
Hi! Welcome to Get Serial.
So excited.
We're also very excited to be interviewing you.
Oh, right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
So, first question. I understand that the whole band are sisters. I think that's what I read.
Yeah. So, us three girls, we are sisters. It is, Nina is the eldest, then myself, and then Lulu, the youngest. And we actually do have a younger brother, mm-hmm. And two elder half-sisters, but just us three girls in the band.
Oh, so how come it's just you three? Like, I don't know, how come the other two didn't want to join? Is it...
Oh, one lives in Hong Kong and one lives in Canberra.
Oh, wow, I see.
Yeah. So, and Blake, he's 18 and too cool for us at the moment, so, you know. But he's so gifted. I hope he does something with his music, because he honestly can pick up any instrument and play it like an amazing person. So
that's amazing.
Okay, cool. Yeah, he's pretty cool.
Yeah. So can you tell me how your band started out with the three of you?
Yeah, sure. So we actually have quite a musical father. He's one of our biggest influences, and he's been in and out of bands, rock bands when he was younger. And, every morning we'd bribe our mum and dad with a cup of coffee so that he'd actually play for us, and we used to just all sing on their bed and, you know, have musical therapy in the morning, which is really cool. And then he's like, girls, you need to do something with your singing, you need to do something. And we're like, no. And when we were younger, we all had different, you know, aspirations at the time. I wanted to be a ballerina, and Nina was, she was playing sport, but she was also a musical theatre. So we've always had like a performing background, and Lisa did dancing as well. And then Christina went up north to Cairns to teach for about 12 months. And when she got back, I said, oh, by the way, I booked us a singing lesson to get the show on the road. And they're like, oh, okay, so we're going to do it. I'm like, yep. And so it did take, obviously, a few years, but we've been a band for about, I think, going on 4 or 5 years now, officially, which is really cool.
Yeah, wow. And how does it feel performing with your sisters?
It's great. You know, we're a very tight family, and yes, we're very passionate women, I will say.
Yeah.
So, of course, there is moments where things, you bicker with your family, as you do, but we, you know, we just fix it with a coffee and we're all good to go again. But yeah. No, it's really beautiful to have that support and confidence from each other. And Dad plays rhythm guitar for us as well in our backing band, so it's... always comfortable and secure.
And I've read that your music is a unique brand of country rock, so can you tell me more about this?
Yeah, so our musical influences stem from, like, an eclectic background. Like, we don't particularly have, you know, one favourite genre that we focus on. We love Fleetwood Mac and the Eagles, and, of course, you know, then you have your new age people like Miranda Lambert and the Piscolanis, and so it's just like, it doesn't matter what we have going on, we just like different sounds. And then when we write, it's just, yeah, a mix of different instruments and different focal points from the way, like, I like to write quite bluesy, I think, and Nina likes to write really rock. So when we just fuse it together, it's just this mix of, doesn't quite fit into country, but it's not, you know, not rock and roll or whatever. So, yeah, alternative, I would say.
So, do you have an inspiration for your music? Is it just all those genres, or maybe are there certain artists you look up to?
Oh, honestly, I couldn't even name how many people we look up to. It's ever-growing, and we've met so many wonderful people, especially we're at Tamworth this year. But I would say when it comes to writing, we draw off inspiration from our own life experiences, or, of course, you know, Dad's fun stories from when he was younger, or, of course, Mum, or even if, you know, you have a really beautiful conversation with someone, you know, randomly in life, and then you kind of just remember how they were feeling, and it turns into, for me, it turns into a poem. And then from there, I will go and ask for musical help because I'm not good at playing any instruments just yet. I'm learning the banjo, guys, so it's a hard time, but it's a long time.
That is so
cool.
Yeah, wow. And I understand that you have a new song, And Then We Dance. Can you tell me more about this?
Absolutely. So, like I said, one of us starts writing, and then we go to Dad and go, Dad, help. But Nina started writing this song, and it was just so fun. And then she took it to Dad, and he was like, oh, this kind of reminds me of. And he goes on all the his stories. Like I said, we used to live up north, and back in Dad's heyday in the 70s, he had there were these things called the moon dances. And basically, every month when there was a full moon, they'd have this whole big bonfire and just music, and everyone would just have so much fun. And this song is basically about seeing someone across the room or across the bonfire and being like, you know what, you're my human. There's something about you that there's a deep connection. Yeah. It's like the lust and the love and all of the magic that happens. And that's what we write about. So that's how And Then We Dance goes.
And how is this song different from other songs that the band has written?
Like I said, when we write, we all write differently.
Yeah.
This one here, I think with our influences that came from different perspectives, it's kind of memories as well as something that everyone else can resonate with.
Yeah.
And I don't know, and the way it differs is just, like, our five songs that we have out at the moment, they all tell a different story of either heartbreak, meeting someone, having a forbidden love, or, you know, just something that's new, or then obviously your traditional breakup song. So we didn't mean to write it like that, but that's just how all five songs came out. this is the fun dance party one where you just all happy and none of that yucky stuff has happened yet.
Yeah. So is it a bit of a boogie song?
I reckon.
Yeah?
I think it's a bit of a boogie song. Yeah.
Yeah, keen.
So,
I like a good boogie.
Yeah.
So I kind of wanted to talk about the music video. So there's this huge bonfire in your album art, and I heard that it was shot in your drummer's property?
Yes.
So how did filming go? For that,
do you know what it was very unique. I have to say, because obviously we've never filmed something so extravagant, and our beautiful director and producer of the film clip, Jasmine, it was a work of art from everyone. But it was fun. The bonfire was very hot, and we had a permit for that, and it was actually on a weekend. On the weekend, the one and only, when the fire ban was lifted, which worked out in our favour. But it was hot. And lots of floodlights, but it was so fun because we had so many wonderful people, you know, that's from our lives and has supported us this far and will continue to. So it was just it was madness, honestly. It was just so fun.
Yeah, and so where can listeners find all your work?
Oh, of course. So we're on Spotify. So please add us to your playlist. We'd love to be a part of what you listen to daily.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're on iTunes. Of course, we are on the social medias, and we're pretty frequent with, you know, stories and things like that, so you can keep up to date with our lives,
yeah.
Both individually and as a band. And then we're going to be producing more like acoustic sounding things on YouTube this year as well, which is really exciting.
Awesome.
And where can we find you on social media? And do you have any maybe upcoming gigs?
We actually do have quite a few. This weekend, we've got a jam-packed weekend. If you're out and about, we'll be at the Redcliffe Dolphins Leagues Club on Saturday from 8. So it's a late night, but it's a fun night. And then we're going to be a bit more chilled at the Showcase Beers in Scarborough on Sunday from 4. That's going to be really cool too. But other than that, all of our other ones, the big coming ones that we'll go to, Bundaberg and then back down for us to tweet heads. They'll be coming in the next few months, and we'll have them all events on Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah, awesome. And is there anything else you'd like to say?
You know what? I'm so grateful to just be able to do this with my family. And after our big experience with Tamworth, it's just been so wonderful. So I'd just like to say thank you to everyone who has influenced us, inspired us, or just become on our journey so far. It's been wonderful, and we look forward to just keep going.
All right, so that marks the end of our interview. Thank you so much, Ren, for joining us.
Thank you, guys. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah. It was awesome talking to you.
It's been great. So,
yeah, you guys are wonderful.
Yeah, you guys, don't forget to listen to Vixens of Fall's new song, And Then We Dance, and also check out their music video. I swear, it's amazing. Yeah. Actually, we'll do the honor of showing the track to you. So right now, we're going to play And Then We Dance by Vixens of Fall. You're listening to Get Serial on Sin with Yusuf, Gabby, and Ren.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.